97.9 FM, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Side Dish, featuring 30 minutes of tasty talk with local chefs, culinary experts, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now, here's your host for Side Dish, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have lured some people from Hillsborough around my table today. And Claudia, I'm so happy to see you. I haven't seen you. You and I used to work together at A Southern Season, and I miss your lovely accent and your beautiful face. And welcome to Side Dish, finally.
Thank you, Deborah. It's really great to see you again.
Isn't this wonderful?
All the memories come back.
I know.
Some of them are pretty.
They are, aren't they? Last time I saw you, it was in Greece.
Yeah.
And
a fabulous trip there.
It was a fabulous trip, wasn't it? So, Claudia Salvadore, and she has brought with her two business partners, Antonia Berto and Philip Smith, also known as Chef Alto. And y'all are from... Antonia's in Hillsborough.
Yes.
Welcome. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Great to meet you.
Great to meet you, too. She and I have like a little history that we've had some fun at food shows and Greece and...
Ooh. Lots of drink and lots of food.
Yes. Many, many, many drink, many food. I'm so excited to have y'all here. I've been to the restaurant twice. Claudia was not there.
I can't believe it.
I don't know why. No, you had just left. They said she just left. She'll be back. But I was gone before you got back. How long y'all been open? Let's get a little bit of history of the restaurant. Which one of y'all wants to take that one?
Well, we opened on March 31st, 2011. So it's a little bit over 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, we opened for lunch. And then in, I believe it was November 2011, we opened for brunch.
So Saturday, Sunday brunch?
Just Sunday.
We do
Thursday, Friday, Saturday lunch, and Sunday brunch.
So I bet it's like a big Italian brunch.
No, actually, it's a very
it's a very big American brunch.
American Southern brunch. There is no pasta for brunch. But we make wonderful, Philip makes great eggs and Max Benedict, and I make pastry.
Uh-huh.
I learned how to make biscuits because I didn't know how to make them, and I think they're good. People compliment them. So
they do.
Yeah, I'm proud of being an Italian and learning how to make biscuits.
Well, okay, so where did you guys meet, and how did you end up in Hillsborough?
Actually, we all met in Key West.
Well, actually, Antonia and I knew each other since we were five. Philip in Key West.
Yeah.
Yes.
They picked you up?
Yeah.
Kind of. I like that.
At a little Cuban coffee shop, they're hustling me with Cuban coffee.
Were you looking for a tall guy?
No, absolutely not. But when I saw him, I was like, gosh, where did he come from?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. So first sight.
How long it was?
I am a witness.
Yeah.
So how long ago was that?
Boy,
this is 1980.
1980.
And where were you living at that point?
In Key West.
You were living there.
Yeah. We had a restaurant already.
Key West, Hillsborough.
Very close.
I can't even imagine leaving Key West.
Well, we Philip and I were in Key West for about 24 years. The last 2.5, we were commuting from Washington, D.C.
Huh?
We moved from Key West to Washington, D.C., and we lived in D.C. for about 9 years, D.C. and Bethesda.
And you had a restaurant there?
No, we went into real estate, and we did do some catering, but no restaurant. No restaurant, and... At one point, we all started to talk about how much we missed the restaurant business.
The three of y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we stayed friends. I moved from Key West before them. I moved here in North Carolina, in Chapel Hill and Hillsborough in 95.
Okay.
And
when did you go to work for A Southern Season?
Right away.
Right away.
Yes.
Got it, too.
My first experience, 96, February, Valentine, 96.
Oh, my God. How do we remember these Hallmark anniversaries? So you convinced them to move here?
Yeah, in a roundabout way, yes. I mean, I was here for a while. As you know, we worked together Southern mm-hmm. Season for quite a while. And then I moved to Weaver Street Market, which was a wonderful experience. I was a buyer there. Mm-hmm. And but we kept in contact because we're best friends. And so we were always saying when the kids grow up, you know, we don't have to be home so much. We don't have to have a regular schedule. We'll go back to the restaurant because we miss it. And then the time came 2 years ago.
And coincidentally, we were, Antonio and I were in D.C., and we were thinking about doing a business. And I've been doing private parties and some high-end catering things and special events. And we were about ready to do another business. Our daughter is in college, and Claudia's boys are grown up and in college. And so the time had come, and I was surfing around in the internet, and I found a restaurant that was for sale, advertised.
In Hillsborough.
And coincidentally, it was kind of sketchy which one it was. You couldn't tell because there wasn't an address and exact. And so previously, a couple of years ago, Claudia, we had come to visit Claudia in Hillsborough, and she pointed out a corner property, which was right on the corner across from the courthouse, right downtown Hillsborough. And right next to the wooden nickel there,
yeah.
which is on the map.
Yeah.
And so 2 years later, we're going looking at the internet, and I say, look at this restaurant. You think it's the one that Claudia had mentioned, which was such a great location. And sure enough, it was. And we went down, and we made an offer, and we took the place over. And that's
how it happened. Gosh, that's a great story. Well, and it's a good segue into our second segment, because we're going to have to go to break in a second. But before we go, give us name, address, all that good stuff.
Okay, I'll start and then yes, chip in when I forget something. So it's Antonio's Restaurant. The address is Hillsborough, 101 Churton Street. It's on the corner with King Street.
Yep.
We are open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday, Tuesday through Thursday, 5 to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 5 to 9:30. We're open for brunch on Sunday, which is fabulous, 10:30 to 2:30. And we're also open for lunch Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 11:30 to 2:30.
Well, and they're also on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll get to that in a second, too. But we have to run to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square. Unique, locally owned shops with free parking in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square. See you there. Once again, your host on WCHL, Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I have around my table today Claudia Salvatore, Antonia Berto, and Chef Alto Philip Smith. And we were just getting into the story about how you found the space. So let's spend a few minutes on that, and then I want to jump right into the food. We need to leave enough time to talk about the food and events coming up. Okay, somebody take it.
Okay, so Antonia looks on the computer and says, hey, and so she calls Claudia, and they start talking about it. Maybe this is that space that you showed us once. So Antonia, you take it from there.
Well, and then we jump in the car the following day, and it was my birthday, and so we came down and had dinner.
At there or at Cloudy?
At the restaurant, which was Tupelo's. I had never been in there, and I don't know if Claudia had been there.
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times, but I mean, I love the location.
Yeah, but it's a great location.
And we had a very, very nice waitress, Laura, who later came and worked for us for a couple of years. And we decided to do it. And so we contacted the realtor who had the listing the following day, and
the rest is history.
Put down an offer.
So how long did it take from?
Well, that was November, because your birthday is in November, and we got the key in January.
Yeah.
January, someday in January 2011. And then our plan were to do very little, just to spruce it up, clean it up, because it was very dark, it wasn't what we wanted. It didn't look like what we had in mind.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, the spruce it up and clean it up was a lot more complicated than you ever thought, starting with new rules and regulation, because I don't know if you know, but, they grandfather people when you've been there a long time, which was what happened to the restaurant before. Then the minute you buy, all the new rules and regulation come in place. So whatever kitchen, whatever things were working for the previous restaurant, they wouldn't work for us because the health department wouldn't.
Right.
So anyway, to make a very long story short, we finally managed to open and do all the renovation, which was major, on March 31st.
That same, 2 months later, three months later.
We were planning for February 15th.
Oh.
But we managed finally to get it on March 31st. And the first few weeks, I just don't remember anything. I just remember opening the doors and lots and lots of people coming.
Well, of course. You have a lot of fans in the area. And now I'm sure that you've built up a regular clientele. There was a gentleman in the hall as y'all were walking in here who says he's there.
Dick always come, him and his wife Debbie are.
Once a week? Twice a week?
Yeah. We have a lot of locals that come from around this area.
So what is your role, Claudia? You front of house?
I'm front of the house.
Uh-huh.
I just do very little. I smile and I...
You schmooze.
Maybe. Or at least I try.
So
she can cut prosciutto really well.
I remember that about her.
Yeah.
I remember that. So how long did it take you to develop a menu? That probably didn't take too long.
No, actually, we added some things from our repertoire of the regular menu, and some preparations that were popular for us for many years we brought to
the previous restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But every day we have specials for dinner, when we're open for lunch or brunch. And so then we can use more of what is available, what is in season, what we find, from local farmers. And so the menu stays, I don't want to say the same. We change it maybe three times a year.
But your favorites, customer favorites.
Yeah,
the specials are every 90.
So were you a chef when you two met already?
Yeah, I've been chef for forever. I went to culinary school. I had been a chef in a French restaurant. Right before I left, it was time for me to move on from a place. I grew up in Wisconsin, and this was Madison, Wisconsin. And I decided I wanted to travel a little bit. I went down to the Caribbean and for a couple of months, and then I went through Miami, which was 1980, and it was different than it is now.
Uh-huh.
A lot of old folks, but it wasn't what I wanted. And I was kind of on my way to New Orleans, and I took a little side road to Key West, which is where I met
the fateful
Antonio
trip
and Claudia, right?
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful experience. And
so what kind of transition was that, going from cooking French to Italian?
To really learn real Italian food, it was great that I got to know them, and I in the process learned Italian, and I traveled to Italy many, many, many times and worked over there, did different stages over there, and the difference is considerable. I was classically trained in French cuisine, which is structured, and recipes are
exact,
are written down, and they're hard, and Italians tend to all be... Even the worst of cooks can make something, you know? But they tend to be very creative,
right,
with the freshest ingredients they can find, and they don't mess with things terribly a lot. And
But
the recipes, it's almost like it's too much effort to stop and sit and write down. They just have a natural way from childbirth to be able to just a little of this, little of that.
And Philip is very Italian at heart because we never managed to get him to write a recipe.
Yeah,
well, I was classically trained French as well, so I appreciate that because, to me, cooking, I love the discipline of sitting down to make a French dish, but I enjoy the Italian ones that I make much more because I feel like there's a little more heart in them.
Yeah, and I learned about olive oil, and I, you know, Wisconsin, there's not too many olive trees.
We're going to have to go to break again. Before we go, give us a street address and everything again one more time.
We are at 101 North Churton Street in Hillsboro, and you can email us at contact@antoniashillsboro.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Oh, I like that.
And the website is antoniashillsboro.com.
Oh, that's fabulous. All right, so we're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Two years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square, local and legendary downtown shopping and dining. Now welcomes KidZoo Children's Museum. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Once again, here's Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I am excited today to have the folks from Antonia's in Hillsboro around the table with me, Claudia, Antonia herself, and Chef Alto, the tall guy who's in the kitchen. You guys have something coming up on June 19th. Tell us, that sounds like I may come to that.
I hope so.
That sounds like the greatest evening.
Well, we've started over a year ago doing events, which are mainly we close down the restaurant, and it's by reservation only. And we have a theme, which is, the first one that we did was with Frances May to launch her book, Under the Tuscan Sun Cookbook. And so we did a six-course dinner with a recipe, obviously, from her book. And that was a great success. Frances and Ed May introduced every dish, and the whole community showed up, and it was it's kind of like a social party where everybody knows each other, and it's fun, and it's great food, and it's an evening of entertainment. So since the success of that, when we tried to make, you know, to schedule more and more events, so we've had one with Michael Malone, the author and writer. We've had one with David Hirsch from the Moosewood Restaurant. So we had a vegetarian event, and that was incredibly successful, too. We had a Christmas event with Francis Mace, Lee Smith, Michael Malone, and a glorious Tuscan Christmas dinner. And we had one with my mom, actually, from her cookbook from Villa d'Este in January. And that was great, too. We have one for with the Heritage Conservancy Association. So we cooked all kind of meat and pigs and specially bread and all kinds of meat.
Well, guys, I can't thank you enough for making the trip down here. And before we go, give us a dress again. And you guys, it is not that far a drive to Hillsboro. You know you go up there anyway, so you just need to get on out and go on up and have, if you can't do it during the week, just go on up on Saturday and have lunch and go up Sunday for brunch. Give us a dress, all that good stuff, one more time.
Antonia's Restaurant, 101 Churton Street on the corner with King Street. The website is antoniashillsboro.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The phone number is 919-643-7722, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday for dinner, Thursday through Saturday for lunch and brunch. See you soon.
Yes, everybody go on up. Thank you guys so much. You've been listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Thanks for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.